This is WSIU, and you're listening to In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Our guest is Carbondale's Mayor Mike Henry. We've got quite a bit to talk about as we turn over to a new year, but most notably some business news. It was announced this week that the Macy's, major department store within Carbondale, will close at some point later this spring. I wonder what impact you think this will have on the overall economy.
Well, it will have some impact. I'm not, I can't quote what their sales have been lately. We see the sales of all of our retailers in Carbondale when we get our sales tax reports back. But it will definitely have an impact. And it's a store that carries a lot of variety of merchandise, home goods, men's and women's clothes, children's clothes. And so we're going to miss it. And my understanding, there's about 40 jobs there, most of them part-time. But we'll miss having those jobs also.
Not to run through a laundry list, but we know that later this spring there's a home goods store across the across 13
right.
that will open. So some of these things, in terms of jobs anyway, may tend to balance each other out. But what do you do when you've got a big piece of real estate like that in terms of trying to attract new business to the city?
Well, you know, Steve Mitchell is our director of economic development, and so Steve will get all the specifications on the store. He'll probably help them with their exit, even if they need any help with anything from the city. And then we'll help them all market the space and put it up there. And we actively look for folks that can come in and use it.
Is the east part of town still what you would call the economic hub of the city? I know there's been a lot of work in terms of redevelopment of the downtown, trying to bring more people downtown, but is the bulk of the business still done in that eastern part of the city?
Yes, and in fact, that's where most of our new businesses open up, is out there. I think the last year to 18 months, we've had 18 or 19 new businesses open out there or do substantial remodeling.
I know that you're involved with a lot of other mayors in this region and even outside the state of Illinois. What new ideas are you looking for in terms of developing a new economy? Because, you know, big box stores are more and more choosing not to locate. They have online presence and things like that.
Right. And you know, this is one of the things that I would really like to see for Carbondale, and I have a small group of people working on it, is a very active and upscale retirement community here in Carbondale. You know, we have a great university that has two great libraries, with the Law Library and Morris Library, where folks can research and go in and use the computers free. And you know, a lot of folks don't realize that Morris Library, any person can walk in that library now. It used to be, when I was a student, you had to be a student or faculty staff at SIU, and now it's open to the public, and it's a great, great facility. And nothing else, go to the seventh floor and see the view. But that's one of the things that we're working on, is bringing a retirement community. A lot of folks would like to retire in place here, but have the amenities that you hear about in the Villages or some of these other places, so...
Sure. That's, of course, just one part of economic development. I know a lot of people are talking about, with the turn of a new calendar year, the legalization of recreational marijuana in the state of Illinois. The city of Carbondale has voted to allow the sale when a dispensary may become available, get the state licensure and things like that. What other steps in the process are still left for you?
Well, I think we, right now, just to clear up, we have two groups that will be licensees. One will have a license they'll be getting right now. Another one will be in the May letting. So those will be coming in. The one coming in May will be a substantial new development in Carbondale. They're talking about building new buildings, having outdoor recreation areas, a restaurant, and so forth. The really only thing left for us to do is decide on the smoking lounge, where they're going to be. So typically, what we're looking at is allowing them within, in a totally separate room within the facility that's selling the recreational marijuana, and possibly in tobacco stores. They have to be segregated, locked off, and ventilated from the rest of the store. There's no public consumption or smoking of marijuana allowed in the state. A lot of people don't realize that. Technically, the way the law reads right now, if you're sitting in your backyard and smoking and the neighbors can see you or smell the smoke, you're violating the state law. Now, are we going to run around and enforce that? Probably not so much, but it's still something people need to be careful with it. You can't have it within arm's reach in a vehicle. People who are buying it, the dispensaries are telling them, put it in the trunk of your car till you get home.
Are you finding that there is some awareness that's having to be done? I'm sure the police department's working on that as well.
Yeah, we are, and we've been, I keep getting reports on my desk. I probably have 200 pages of information that has come out. A lot of it we get from Illinois Municipal League, which we're members of, and I'm on their board of directors, where former Mayor Brad Cole is our executive director. And they are putting together a lot of good information that sort of, use the term dumbs it down, but it consolidates it and lets you get to the high points right away. And so there's a lot to consider.
Sure. Certainly a lot to keep track of. We're just 1 week into that legalization.
Right.
So a lot to evolve over the next several weeks and months. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
This is WSIU.